Aircheckdownloads.com.
Leanne Rimes, but not with much. And that is Can't Fight the Moonlight. And Katy Perry and California Girls means we're off and we're running. And it's Wednesday, the 28th of September. On the show today, by the way, my name's John Marshall. I forgot to say that. On the show, The Guide talks movies. Also today, The Knowledge. Ed has entertainment news later. Things you used to know, with a little bit of history to come. And I think I'm wearing a jacket that could do with a wash. It's a bit musty. I think. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's either the jacket or me. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You're singing like...
Really good song. Jason Derulo and It Girl. All right, this is It Girl. You're my biggest hit girl. 10:15, and John here until 2 o'clock today. Did you have a good night last night? I had a game of squash at 8 o'clock last night, which I was victorious in against Al, which I was pleased about. It was a tough game though, very tough. What else? So I got to. Oh, after that, I watched Dexter. The best TV show is back, or one of the best TV shows in the world is back. It's an American... I found this... You can keep your Downton Abbey, for me. American television is much better than British television. There's a show called Dexter, and it's just started again, and it's amazing. And then I'm into this show as well from America called Breaking Bad, which I've just got to recommend again and again and again. And last night, I think I saw the best hour of television in the Breaking Bad episode this week that I've ever seen. That was my night last night. What was your night like? What did you get up to and how are you doing today? If you want to text in about anything, feel free. I'm your friend, so we can talk. If you know how to stop my top feet smelling so musty, that'd be nice and nice as well. Link space message sent to 888-33, 25p in your standard network charge.
Hits and memories, 102.2.
China Black and Searching. 10:20. I just found out Ed Breton was slurring my good name on the breakfast show today. I just noticed an email. I've questioned him about it. 8:10 this morning from somebody. It says, "Judge Ed, should you be broadcasting about John's love life? Naughty, naughty. Hope John's ready for the backlash." And apparently Ed just told me that he said something like, "I use my text allowance by 8 in the morning, and that's just my love life." What a load of nonsense that is. Just a min. That's not right. Tell you what, it's if only... My text, no. So far today, I've texted my brother and spoken to my brother. That's about it, really. Anyway, so your texts are coming in. Please, could you give a mention to Judy Johnson, who's hard at it, painting her new crib in Sleaford. Tell her she's the best. And could you play... Now, this is from somebody called Sean. I don't want to pull you up on your spelling, but... I'm going to pull you up on your spelling. It says, could you play Deacon Blue, spelt D-E-C-O-N, with Dignity, spelt D-I-G-N-A-T-Y? Well, we'll see when we get to the jukebox later, once I've deciphered your message. There's a team of experts right now trying to work out what you're after. We should crack the code by midday. Beautiful South and Song for Whoever. 10:30 is the time. Nearly. Hello to Simon in Boston, who says, "All right, John, your show is my favourite on Lynx FM." I like Simon. Simon, you're my friend, even though you never play my requests on the jukebox. Well, what are you going for, Simon? Something weird? Something obscure? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem's not me, Simon. Maybe the problem's you, Sunshine. I don't know. Could you wish my husband, Phil Schofield, are you making that up, a happy 20th wedding anniversary today and play Out You Think Is Fitting from Joe in Ulsby? Philip Schofield? I've heard of him. I'm fairly sure I've heard of him. I can't think where from, but I have.
This is Ed from The Breakfast Show, where we fall in love with a new song so much we play every morning on the show as our breakfast biggie.
Hips and memories, oh yeah, yeah. Makes that
Daytime on Lynx FM.
Skylar Grey, that's called it Invisible. Very good, isn't it? 25 to 11 already. Happening in the world today, an LA court heard its first evidence in the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, including an incoherent voicemail message left by the star. Have you heard that? It's terrible sounding. And also today, more than 200,000 people in Britain, are you one of these, have fallen victim to online romance scams. Researchers revealed that criminals set up fake identities, then meet their victims on dating sites before saying they need money. So who's fallen for that? I've never been on a dating site, but apparently these people go, "You're all right, I really like you, I like the look of you, I think we get on really well." You type in all these messages and they go, "Oh, by the way, I can't afford to pay my MOT or something like that." And suddenly, next thing you know, these people, you know, as soon as somebody on one of these chat sites, if they said to me, "Can I have some money?" I'd be like, "This is a con. Have you fallen for that? Let me know if you have." And entertainment stuff today. Kirsten Dunst and John Hurt on the red carpet tonight in London for the premiere of a film that's getting massive, brilliant reviews. Melancholia, it's called. It's also starring Kiefer Sutherland. He's brilliant. And as Ed was saying, Steps are the latest band who may patch things up and consider going on a tour, though a full-blown reunion isn't on the cards yet. Steps. Do we want Steps back? Aren't they? They're better best forgotten, aren't they? Early morning misty stuff cleared off, and now we have an amazing day. It's like summer is back, and it didn't even happen in the first place. 24 Celsius today, and getting better through the week.
Hits and memories, Lynx FM.
Lynx FM weather.
Something beautiful will come your way. I wish it would. That's Robbie Williams. It's 22:11. It's time for The Guide. And now, The Guide.
Lynx FM, The Guide, with the White Hart Bar and Kitchen, Grimsby. Find out more at thewhiteheart.net.
Wednesday on The Guide is all about the movies, and first up today is Abduction. It stars Taylor Lautner as a young man unwittingly thrust into a deadly world of covert espionage. For as long as he can remember, Nathan Harper's had the uneasy feeling that he's living someone else's life. When he stumbles upon an image of himself as a little boy on a missing persons website, all of Nathan's darkest fears come true. Here's what our movie reviewer man Robert Smith thought to Abduction.
I expected a lot more from this film, but I felt like an hour and a half of my life had been kidnapped from me, which I'll never get back. The only good thing was seeing Alfred Molina on screen. 3 out of 10.
Also at cinemas this week is Shark Night 3D. Now listen to this plot. Arriving by boat at her family's Louisiana Lake Island cabin, Sarah and her friends quickly strip down to their swimsuits for a weekend of fun in the sun. But when football star player Malik stumbles from the saltwater lake with his arm torn off, the party mood quickly evaporates. Assuming the injury was caused by a freak wakeboarding accident, the group realizes they have to get Malik to hospital on the other side of the lake, and fast. But as they set out on their tiny speedboat, the college friends discover the lake has been stocked with hundreds of massive flesh-eating sharks. So, is it predictable nonsense along a well-trodden path? Shark Night 3D? Well, here's what our movie man Robert Smith thinks.
This won't be winning any awards for the screenplay or caliber of acting anytime soon, but it was, hands down, the most fun I've had watching a film recently at the cinema. 7 out of 10.
Thanks, Robert. See you Monday.
Lynx FM, The Guide, with the White Hart Bar and Kitchen, Grimsby. See our Christmas menus at thewhiteheart.net.
Dropping you a few summery songs today because the weather's lovely. It's a scorcher. And how about a place where the drinks are free? Let me take you to that place.
Market Razor, Gainsborough, Mablethorpe. This is Lynx FM.
Nico, Grace Kelly, Wham, Club Tropicana.
Humphrey.
Get your stuff off. 10 to 11, Lynx at Large is arriving in Scunthorpe, heading down the high street with loads of free cakes to give away. Rob Hammond and two street team members. Wow. are in Scunthorpe today. He's really stocked up with the staff members. That's where we are today for Links at Large. If you'd like to look out on the streets of Scunthorpe today, you will find us wandering about with TRP Agricultural Machinery, Sleaford and Everton. We're not wandering about with their machinery. They're sponsoring it. Okay, so look out on the street. Iris from the Goo Goo Dolls, zooming up the charts, maybe even number one this weekend. We'll have to see. It was performed on The X Factor. That's why everybody loves it all over again. Could you wish, do a big shout-out for Ken Beavers, who's retiring today. We'll miss him loads from the Sergeant's Mess at RAF Cranwell. Hey, good luck, Ken. How much of a mess is the Sergeant's Mess? I would be interested to know that. Well, you're pretty tidy, aren't you, in the forces? I'm a different person these days. I've turned my life around in the wrong direction. Shapeshifters and Lola's theme. Okay, the next hour, you know what's coming up. Ed's got the knowledge. We've got things you used to know with history. And we've got some brilliant music to play you. Don't miss a moment. I'm John. This is Links FM.
Links FM.
Links FM.
Across Lincolnshire and Newark on 102.2 and online at linksfm.co.uk. This is Links FM.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Andy Marsh.
Aircheckdownloads.com.